We're talking with Leslie Young today. We're CJMQ. And Leslie is here on behalf of the Plymouth Trinity United Church in Sherbrooke. So welcome, Leslie.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, a very special 100th anniversary of the Cassavant organ, is that correct?
Yes.
Very. Okay. Yeah, it's a very exciting for you. Now, what part do you play in the church? Do you have a very active role in the church?
Yes, I'm the organist and choir director there, and
okay.
I have been for 4 years.
Okay.
And it's a wonderful place to work.
Give us a little bit of the history about the church. You were mentioning that before the interview, so if you maybe just want to backtrack again, give our listeners a little bit of the history of the Plymouth Trinity United Church located on Dufferin Street in Sherbrooke.
Well, the congregation itself dates from 1835,
mm-hmm.
and that is to say the Plymouth congregation dates from 1835,
mm-hmm.
and the building is the oldest church in Sherbrooke, and that dates from 1855.
Wow, 1855. So the Plymouth Trinity Church is the oldest building in Sherbrooke?
The oldest church building.
Oldest church building. Okay. That's very interesting. So it's certainly a very important part of the Eastern Townships, especially for the Anglophone population.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a wonderful place. It's very historic.
It is.
And there used to be many churches around that area. They used to call it Portland Square.
Mm-hmm.
And there were many. It was sort of, I guess, the center of Sherbrooke in terms of churches.
Okay, interesting. Now, you mentioned in the late 70s, the two churches amount.
I would, if you ask me about the history of the church,
mm-hmm.
there were originally two congregations, Plymouth Congregationalist and Trinity Methodist congregations.
Okay.
Plymouth started in 1835,
mm-hmm.
and the church itself, the actual building, was built in 1855 and is the oldest church building in Sherbrooke.
Okay.
Trinity was located on Court Street, about a block away.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. They were both United Churches
mm-hmm.
since the formation of the United Church in the 20s.
Okay.
And eventually they amalgamated in the late 70s,
mm-hmm.
and to become one church, Plymouth Trinity.
United. Okay, good. So, as I was mentioning before, no doubt a very important piece of history here, especially for the Anglophone community in the Eastern Townships. You were saying it's the oldest church building.
Yes.
Okay, that's very interesting. When did the Cassavant organ come into the church?
In 1908. In January 1908, it was installed.
Okay.
The installation was complete, and they had an opening service. I believe it was the 17th of January.
Okay.
There was another organ before that,
okay.
Which was also fair-sized, maybe two-thirds of the size of
mm-hmm.
of the present organ, which was a mechanical action organ, and that's still in existence. I've played it in Île-du-Pas, which is an island in the St. Lawrence.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. This must have been quite a thing for the church to get this organ back then. There must have been a lot of cost to it, and there must have been a very exciting event.
Well, I know they paid $4,000 for it.
That would be a lot back then. That would be.
I would say now the price for replacing that new would be 100 times that.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine.
So, we are very lucky in terms of musical abilities. I believe that the organ can do most anything that is
okay.
required of organ music and accompanying. And for that reason, I'm very happy there.
Good, good. I'm glad
to
hear that. I would imagine that's had many different organ players throughout the years.
Yes, and I have some of the music that has been left over
okay.
from these organists. And
interesting.
It is yeah. interesting to see how styles change. And many things have changed over the last 100 years. Even the philosophy of church itself has changed
mm-hmm.
over the last 100 years.
Mm-hmm. And the organ is very impressive to see, too, and the church building. And it's just a really nice church. They were really lucky to have it in the Eastern Townships.
We are. It's been declared a historical monument by the Minister of Cultural Affairs.
Okay.
And so we should see it for a long time.
I know that the bell on the lawn did get stolen, was it a year or two ago? And it was managed to be found again and replaced again?
Yes.
Okay,
but that was that we have already lost another bell. That bell was from Trinity Church, which I mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But there were originally two bells from Trinity Church.
Okay.
But when the church was torn down, two bells were put in storage, and only one bell and two clappers came out.
Okay.
So we don't know what happened.
Don't know what happened to the bell. That's too bad. Yeah.
But there's also a bell in the tower at Plymouth Trinity that is older than the church. It's from the 18th century, and it has it's probably a Spanish bell. We think it's a Spanish bell from the 18th century, probably a ship bell or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Good. Let's talk a little bit more about the organ. Where was the organ purchased, like originally? Do you know? Or
Well, Casavant Frères are in St. Hyacinthe.
Okay, so it's was purchased from Quebec then?
Yes.
Made in Quebec, and it's still in Quebec. That's interesting. Okay, good. How were you chosen to be the organist there?
Well, I've studied organ for many years at university.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at one point the former organist was feeling a little overwhelmed and wanted a break, and she came to me and asked if I would be interested, and I there's a personnel committee, as in any as in any employment, and I went before them and had an interview. And
okay, lucky enough to be chosen. Okay, good. Definitely have a background in music. Where did you study music?
I studied at the University of Manitoba.
Okay.
I did my undergraduate degree, and then I did some work at, I was 2 years at McGill, and then 3 years at Laval's for a master's. And I still study. I've never stopped.
Okay, that's good. That's great. Now, are you originally from the area, or are you originally from out west?
I'm from Saskatchewan.
From Saskatchewan. Okay. What makes you like living in the townships? What keeps you here?
Well, I find the community is very pleasant here, as is the natural surroundings.
Okay.
I have kids here, and they all have friends here.
Good.
So I don't think we'll be moving.
Oh, that's good. Now, I would imagine, how is the congregation itself? Has it declined a lot through the years?
Well, I can't really tell, because I have only been there for 4 years.
Right. But by word of mouth? Or?
If I compare it with 100 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I was just looking at the archives at the university library, and they would receive 25 to 30 strangers on a given Sunday.
Okay.
So
interesting.
We might receive one or two strangers on a given Sunday.
Okay.
But so things have changed, but the culture has changed, and I believe that we're doing fairly well given the circumstances.
Exactly. Good. Any idea how we can maybe encourage people to join a local church? Or, as far as the music goes, you said you're also the choir director. Is there a large choir?
Well, generally speaking, we're 6 to 8 people.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not large, but we're very dedicated.
Okay.
And, I think we have a lot of fun making music. It's amazing what can be done with a small choir.
Exactly.
And you asked me about, is there anything to encourage people to come out and
Because I think it's really I think it's really important to keep the churches alive and to encourage, especially the young people, letting them know that there is a church out there, and there are a lot of activities within the church itself. There's the choir and different activities. Great place to network and make friends too.
Well, I think the thing is about a church is that if you go regularly, you see the same people on a regular basis, and you get to know them very well. And I think that provides a great support for people in any time of their life, whether it be a happy time or a sad time. And I think also it's part of the value of a church is not only social, but I think that there are people who are who enjoy music and who also enjoy thinking about their role in life,
mm-hmm.
And how best to go about fulfilling that role.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The Cassavant organ, what makes a Cassavant organ different from another organ? Would you like to just talk about that maybe?
Yes, back then it was, there was a Warren organ, and Warren, Samuel Russell Warren was also a Quebec builder. He mm-hmm. was based in Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a considerable competition between him and Cassavant in the 1870s for the building of the large organs in Montreal, in particular the Notre Dame Cathedral in Montreal.
Okay.
And you can read flyers about each organ builder cutting down the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And, but when it came down to it, often back then, things were sort of installed, organs were installed in terms of who you knew and that kind of thing. That's sort of in the 1880s.
Mm-hmm.
But around the 1907, things changed quite a lot because there was a change. There was a revolution in technology.
Okay.
Previous to 1900, organs were practically all mechanical action. That is to say that there was a mechanical connection between the key and the valve under the pipe.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, when this organ was installed, it was tubular pneumatic action. So that meant that instead of having a mechanical connection, there was the pallet under the pipe was mm-hmm. kept under wind, a certain amount of wind pressure, mm-hmm. and therefore it didn't open.
Mm-hmm.
And what you would do is with the key is you would empty that pallet,
okay,
and that would let the air into mm-hmm. the pipe.
Okay,
so that's called a tubular pneumatic action, and it was completely an organ like this would be completely filled. The console itself would be completely filled with lead pipes. Lead tubes going to each individual pipe.
Okay.
So there would be hundreds and hundreds of these lead tubes. And that was the new technology of the day.
Mm-hmm.
When the organ was, revised in the 1980s, this system was gotten rid of because it really only could last for so long, and it was almost impossible to maintain.
Okay.
But back then, it was the new technology.
Mm-hmm.
And the organ also back then, to compare the organ back then with the organs that we have now, for
mm-hmm,
example,
mm-hmm.
was based on a tonal concept that was symphonic rather than, what we would say would be organic.
Okay.
So that it, mm-hmm. the tonal idea was to have very louds and very soft and a lot of gradation in between and a mm-hmm. lot of different colors, but still orchestral colors, whereas today we have colors that are more peculiar to the organ. If you were to go to Bishop's mm-hmm. University, or if you were to go to Saint-Benoît-du-Lac, where they mm-hmm. have new organs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting. Is there a lot of maintenance? Has there been a lot of maintenance through the last few years since you've been there on the organ, or is it?
No,
okay.
I tune the organ myself.
Okay.
And there will eventually be some re-leathering to be done, but...
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be holding out.
Good. That's great. Now, the church is organizing a special celebration on Sunday, October 19th, 4 p.m. at the Plymouth Trinity United Church, 380 Dufferin in Sherbrooke. Now, music is by several people.
Hey. Vidal. He's a French symphonic composer.
Mm-hmm.
So as I mentioned, towards the end of the 19th century, the ideal for the organ was symphonic, and so he wrote organ symphonies.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a movement of one of the Pam will be playing one of the movements of an organ symphony.
Mm-hmm.
Felix Mendelssohn.
Mm-hmm.
Felix Mendelssohn was important for the revival of the music of Bach.
Mm-hmm.
in the 1820s, and he wrote a lot of church music.
Okay.
And this piece that I will be playing for that particular occasion was also played at the organ inauguration in 1908.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, very interesting. And Percy Fletcher?
Percy Fletcher, this is also a piece from the 1920s. Percy Fletcher and Alec Raleigh were both mm-hmm. active in the 1920s.
Okay.
So, but their music is very suited to a celebration.
Okay.
The Percy Fletcher is a big orchestral organ piece,
mm-hmm.
and the Alec Raleigh is a piece that I'm accompanying the choir.
Okay.
In,
mm-hmm.
And that has a lot of contrasts and uses the organ in a way that supports the choir in a lot of different ways.
Okay, interesting. And led by Reverend Heather McDougall. She's the animation. How long has Reverend McDougall been at the church, do you know?
Also 4 years. We came at the same time.
Okay, interesting. Good, good. Are you planning any other celebrations other than the one coming up on October 19th as far as the organ goes? Or
Not specifically. I'm thinking of doing a concert myself with a singer in mm-hmm. January, mm-hmm. but I'll let you know.
Okay, good. Now, is the general public, are they invited to the special celebration Sunday, October 19th?
Yes.
Okay.
They just have to come. There's a free will offering.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it costs a lot of money to keep a church going.
Exactly.
The building itself, but mm-hmm. apart from that, it's open for everyone.
And that's great, and it's I think it's a good chance for people to come out and get some more information on the church, what's going on there, and hopefully, you know, the congregation will grow. And if you want any information, I think I have a number here. It's 819-821-4097. So again, that's Sunday, October 19th, 2008 at Plymouth Trinity United Church, 380 Dufferin Street in Sherbrooke at 4 p.m. Anything else you want to mention, Leslie?
Well, you mentioned maybe the congregation will grow. I think that part of the interest is maybe people will become more interested in mm-hmm. in the organ and mm-hmm. in church music in general, because I find that for myself, having been a lifelong church musician,
mm-hmm.
I have a lot of I've had a lot of really exciting moments as a church musician, mm-hmm. and I have a great appreciation for church music, and mm-hmm. I have no regrets for having chosen it as my path.
Mm-hmm.
And I think whether or not you're religious, you can still develop that kind of appreciation.
Exactly.
For music.
Exactly. Well, we thank you very much, Leslie, and it'd be great 100th anniversary of the Cassavant organ. My goodness, 100 years at Plymouth Trinity United Church. Thank you very much.
Thank you.